This church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures, and it's an open session, so if you've had a question that you'd like answered from the scriptures, you could get the answer from the scriptures at 3:30 this afternoon. And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be, he'll continue the teaching from the book of Isaiah, now in chapter 13. There will be a deacons meeting directly following this service. Next Sunday, February 19th, we will hold our, our quarterly congregational business meeting. And that will follow the morning worship service directly, and we do encourage you to attend this meeting. The women's Bible study will meet tomorrow, that's Monday the 13th, at 7 o'clock in the evening here at the church. And the following day, Tuesday the 14th, the men's Bible study will meet here in the conference room. And if you have any questions regarding these Bible studies, please see Mrs. Otero or Pastor Tomlinson. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Psalms, and the reading will be Psalms 17 through 19 this Wednesday. Refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon, the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verse 1. Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Now, Brother Olivas will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 2, Love Divine.
And good morning once again, folks. We had a great Valentine's banquet yesterday. For those that weren't able to attend, we wish you were there. But it was a great blessing to hear from a friend of mine, Wes Craig, who taught us about putting love into action. Open your hymnals to number 2, Love Divine.
Jesus, thou art all.
You know, I was thinking about what our brother Wayne was sharing with us this morning, that Jesus told us that, you know, he does love us and he has put his love into action, and that he will take us home with us, that he will take us to his home, that this isn't our permanent home. Now go ahead and turn your hymnals to 490, When Love Shines In. Stand and turn your hymnals to 450. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? As was handed out to you, there's a little chorus that we sang yesterday at the Love Fellowship Banquet. And it's a great thing to think about with 1 John 4, 7, and 8. So I'm going to lead it through the first time, and then we'll go ahead and collectively sing it together, all right? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7.
We did have a wonderful banquet yesterday, and the speaker was very active and very dynamic, and he brought some chorus that were very, very wonderful, and we really enjoy it together. All right, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are challenged by the book of Zephaniah in chapter 3 and in verse 17, where the Bible says, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Father, thank you for your promises. Rebuild our life, strengthen our hope, and give us vision for tomorrow. Help us this morning to rejoice in the name of Jesus because we are sinning. We are testifying that without God's love, we are nothing. And we open the doors of this church and the doors of radio and internet to let the people know that the Lord has power to redeem our life and to restructure our soul and mind in such a way that we can get in love with him. This week we will celebrate love. And many people think that love is Hollywood style. But we Christians remember love from above. Remember that when we ignore God, deny God, refuse God, he is still loving us. What a love. What a love. And now, Father, we confess to you, we are in love with you. So bless us this morning as later on Pastor Greg will challenge us to love God's style. And may this morning be a sweet and beautiful morning in your presence for those who are here and those who are listening in the internet across the airways and those on radio. We do as a church body have people who need on the top of the touching of your love, the encouragement on their sickness. Fern Rice and Leonard Rice and Yukaipa need your touch, Lord. Camille McCorma is better, but need the healing power. Ann Peretto need to rebuild on her heart stability. Helen Menig in the process of healing. Romulo Noriel and sometimes instability, and we pray for that valve of the heart to regulate, Lord. Betty Cianello and the trust on you. Dr. McCormack and his age, as he get older and he's passing away. What a blessing he was in my life, Lord, as we chat together, work together, did things together. What a blessing to have a man like that. Now 94, experiencing his age. And then Mildred Plica, all restructure and her bone structure. And Lord, we pray for her, your strength on her. Her presence among us is just a blessing to see her faithful to you. We do have missionaries, Father, across the world. Informed Choice is right here in Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association is in San Jose, California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the Road Race Ministries. Fred and Carol Lewis in the Center in Oregon. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Foretti in Buenos Aires. Dante is with you, Father, and Maruja is doing well. But I mention these because I want to pray this morning for Isabel. She is in your presence. Isabel is Freddy's Pereira's mother. She was here for many years. She was in our Spanish class. She was a wonderful lady. Now close to 90, she went to be with you. And Not only we pray and praise you for her, but we pray for Freddy and for Terry and for Freddy's sister as they're going to fly on Monday back to Peru and there have a memorial service on Wednesday. Lord, I know how a boy loves his mother. Freddy is the younger in the family, the only boy. And I know myself how I love my mother. I was mama's boy. And when she passed away, I was here. And it was very hard to know that we cannot be by their side. And so I pray for your comfort. Thank you for the words that we already talked together. And I saw the splendor of your light in the life of Freddy, and I was so happy to know that one day he was here and he received the Lord Jesus here in this church. And now he can be very soon by the remains of his mother, knowing that his mother, the soul and the mind are right there in the presence of God. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for Jose and Diane Avila as they are in tour here in America to present their work. And when they're going to be here before they return to the mission field with the activities in Cuba and in Costa Rica. Lord, we praise you for the people's giving in our church. Even though we're a little short, I always look in the positive. And I always thank you for what we have. So it teaches us to manage whatever we have. And we thank you, Lord, for the love your people have for the ministry. We thank you for those who listen over the internet and over radio and send offerings to us. Thank you, Lord. We can say that the internet and radio ministry is paid by the people who love us across the waves. We thank you, Lord. And now, Father, we pray that as we take the offering this morning, you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Deuteronomy. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 224. We will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, again we come to listen carefully to your promises and your commands as outlined in the scriptures. We believe every word that has been written in them, and for they are your words. We thank you for your love and your mercy in calling such sinners as we are to yourself and sending the Lord Jesus Christ to take away our sin and for all those that believe and follow him. We're truly amazed at the grace you have shown us, even adopting us into your family, Father. Help us to not be conformed to this idolatrous world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds in order to do your will. We pray now for your faithful servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he expounds the great truths from your word. And if there be any listening here and on the radio and internet and CD who do not know you and the joy of your salvation, draw them to Christ, we pray, that they may believe and follow him as the only way to be reconciled to you. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated, Pastor Tomlinson?